Rosh Hashanah. Besides being a Yom Noira, so Rosh Hashanah is also a tremendous day of opportunity. So once a year, 2 days, the whole Rosh Hashanah is once a year opportunity. You don't really, that's not the first thing that comes into mind when we think of a Rosh Hashanah. Usually very apprehensive, nervous. There's a certain amount of yira and ema, which is that. That's part of the cheftz of Rosh Hashanah. But lemaisa, it's a tremendous day of opportunity. Let's look at it maybe from the Yetzirah's point of view. Tosfos, Gemara in Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah Taf Tezayin and Beis. Gemara says, why? Taken Marim Kishen Yoshim, Taken Marim Kishen Oimdim. That means we do two Siddurim of Tkiyas, Tkiyas to Miyoshiv, Tkiyas to Mumid, Tkiyas to Mumid. Rashi has his Pshat. Gemara says, Kadela Arvavis Asotim. Rashi has his Pshat. What does it mean, Kadela Arvavis Asotim? Tosfos says, Pirush Baruch, Kadi Isa Birushalmi, Bila Hamovas Lenetzach, a pasuk which we're all familiar from the Hespedim. It says, Bila Hamovas Lenetzach. That Los Lovoid is going to be, Hashem is going to swallow Moves. Moves, who are Malacha Moves, who are Sotan, who are Yitzhar? Ksiv, Hoya Beyema, who Yitoka B'Shefer Godel. On that day, when the Yitzhar is going to be finished, there's going to be a Tkiya Shefer. So, Mele, famous, Orch, Tosef Shem Orch, Kadshoma Kol Shippur Zimnucha, the Bohil, Veloy Bohil. He's starting to get nervous. He's not sure. But Kadshoma Tinyin, oh, he says, the first time maybe it's straight for Rosh Hashanah. Second time, what are you dwelling second time? Vadi zeh shipura de yitka b'shoifer gadol. Obviously now is the key of shoifer gadol. It's come to Mashiach side. U'mosta zimnin l'mispaleo misarvei v'lesnei plai l'mevel kategori. He gets scared that he's being wiped out right now. He's so scared that it came his time. And he's finished. Famous Prat of Tosfos. So we said over this already. Yeah, the Bevel Des. They heard didn't learn his lesson from the after the first year. It's been many, many years. They've been blowing shofar twice. He didn't chap the trick. He didn't chap the trick that it's takadit. Mashiach's not coming. So the Torah says, I'm only marich now. I want to go into our inyan here. I just want to open up here. Is that the tchilas advarim is that it's not just a trick. It's not just if we take a shofar gadol. For yoyim ahu he took a shofar gadol. It's not coincidence that the Shofar Gadol happens on the same day that's Bila Moves Lenetzach. The Koyach of the Shofar is something that Be'etzem causes the Yetzirah to go away. The Yetzirah is afraid. What he means to say is that we're going to make, it's going to be a rhythm, it's going to be a momentum, we're going to build from the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah, we continue to build that in order to be Mechala the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is afraid because he realizes the power of Rosh Hashanah and the opportunity that there is. For us, it's an opportunity to knock out the Yetzirah. There is a one time of the year opportunity. We're dealing with ammunition. We're dealing with powers that we don't have all year round. In our fight with the Rosh Hashanah to make roadways, to make cover ground that we never have all year round. If the Yetzirah is very afraid, obviously it's a tremendous time of opportunity. Again, I don't know, I know we don't look at it that way, but it would maybe help us if we concentrate on that. Give us a certain looking forward to Rosh Hashanah. In our generation, we love opportunity. Sometimes it's a big opportunity. It's like, you're really excited. Once in a lifetime opportunity. This is an opportunity. Rosh Hashanah is an opportunity. Lingin unzer sugya, that's what I want to say, Taka, it's a special opportunity to make roadways, to make movement in the sugya of Beinanim. We've been discussing the sugya of Beinanim, and that's what I want to talk about tonight. Etak aboyfim besuyim, the shofar, the avodas hayoyim of Rosh Hashanah, ve'ibos be'ebes Hashem, is a special opportunity to make movement in the sugya of being a Beinanim. I'll explain. We've spoken about Arichos, what a Beinanim is. All Beinanim, we're all connected to certain things that we don't want to let go of. And we've spoken about the complication of that, how that doesn't allow change. There's a certain pula, a certain mahalach that that's a miskamafkiya beininus. And that's because we're going to build it from other places and bring it over to Rosh Hashanah. in a very famous parish in Novi, it's called Eliyahu Bahar Carmel. Eliyahu Novi was a tkuf in Klal Yisro, and Achav was melech in Klal Yisro. And Abed Azor was very rampant, very motzui in Klal Yisro. He was the Nevi HaYabal. They were mashpi on all of Klal Yisro. Eliyahu Hanavi found a Novi Avadiyam. Eliyahu, and he said he wants to meet Achav, and they meet. And he says, call the Nevi HaYabal to Har Carmel. And the Pasuk state as Avihigash Eliyahu, they are going to have now a showdown between Eliyahu and the Nevi HaYabal. Vehigash Eliyahu al Kolom. So what's the doing here? Kolom means Klal Yisro. We're in the Farshim over here. It wasn't only the Via Baal that came, the whole entire Klal Yisro came to witness this showdown. What's going to be? What's going to happen now? What's going to be? Vehigash Eliyahu al Kolom Vayomer. And before he starts, he turns to Klal Yisro and he gives them a certain ultimatum, very famous. He says the following words. An Mosai atem poischim al shtei hasifim. This came a very famous term. An Mosai atem poischim al shtei hasifim. What do the words mean? Poischim is a lashon. Piseach is a lame person. And before I should explain, a lame person usually has one leg that's lame and he leans on the other leg. Klal Yisrael is jumping from one leg to the other. Poischim, they're going like this, to the right leg, to the left leg, to the right. At Moshe atem poischim al shtei hasifim. Seifim Rashi translates as machshavos. Shtei machshavos she'einchem mevinim lahachriya zok Rashi mielikim. The Metzudas explains seif really means a part that breaks of a tree, part of a branch. Two branches, which means you're jumping one foot on one branch, another branch. Two machshavos. The leiv has branches also. That's machshavos. You're jumping from one place to another place. At Moshe atem poischim al shtei hasifim. Zok the Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, Azi. How does he translate the word at the Bezel? Rekiv Eliyahu Levas Kol Amo. He came close to the Omer. Amosai Aten Pligin Litrain Palgavon. He translates at Mosai Aten Poison Moshe. When are you, until when are you going to continue to be halved? To be halved? Now, who's he talking about? Does he mean 50% of Klal Yisrael was on one team and 50% of Klal Yisrael on another team? No, he's turning to the entire Klal Yisrael. And he's saying to the entire Klal Yisrael, until when are you going to be halved? Was the Targum Yonison is saying the sugi we're talking about the entire time. We've learned that a Beinoni is a mechsel mechsa, not b'mikre. A Beinoni is a kuz, he's halved in his commitment. He's halved. He puts a strong side connection, not a faking, he has a strong connection to Yitzroy, but he also has a stronghold and he's holding on for dear life to his connection to Yitzroy. He's connected to both. He's halved. And Klal Yisrael over here, they were connected. Part of them, Kinnir, was connected to Hashem. They had Mesirah, but they also were connected to the Baal. And Eliyahu Novi's Shaila was, when are you going to continue to be a Beinoni? When are you? How much are you going to be with when you have it? So we have to learn up this sugya. This sugya is hitting straight on our sugya. It's mamish hitting straight on the sugya of Beinonis. How do you get out of Beinonis? So what does he say? He fears us and he says, turns to them and he gives them the ultimatum. He says, Im Hashem Elohim l'chu achorof. If you want to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you want to go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go for it. At first. V'im HaBaal, l'chu acharav. But if you want to go after the Baal, the Baal's where the Zohar. Go after it, at first, go after it. The first part I understand. If Hashem will like him, go after him. What am I, Baal? If the Baal will go after that, it's a way to the Zohar. Gimel Averis Chamuris. What's he turning to them and say, I'm a Baal, Kavayochel, can't say it, l'chu acharav. The Pasuk says, Leonu Amo Yisrael Dover. But what does this mean? Eliyahu Novi, Ben Hashem, was pulling out, this is the craft that Etzim could break this palgina, this bipolar personality, this jumping from Alechasmas, having the best of both worlds, being in El and being in Purim the whole year. Purim, you could do Purim. And Purim comes up, but not Purim all year. Being stark and being Mr. Cool. Being Mr. Knowing Shas and being Mr. Knowing Stacks. being Mr. Connected to both things, enough to handle the sugyas, enough to be stark, and enough also to be in the know in technology, that you're holding a little bit, you're not totally out of the world, you know, want to be, you know, the chat, to this, to that. How do we get out of this palginon? How do we get out of this palginon? Eliyahu says like this. Eliyahu was turning their back to the wall, that's what we call it. He's bringing their back to the wall. And he's showing them, look for stotzach. The Beinoni thinks he has the best of all worlds. He thinks it's okay. So realize that you're walking a tightrope. Realize you cannot continue to play both sides. You have to make achra. And if you're not making achra, don't console yourself. One of the biggest problems of a Beinoni is that he always has pasta sali. And he says, I'm not so bad, Hashem. I really have a good chelik. I hear, but it's been quite a long time where you also have that other chelik. Do you realize what that is? Im lebal chu acharav. Do you realize that you're licensing, you're validating a rishus acher? We saw last week that the Python calls him, he's oivid l'shtei adoinov. You're working part-time for the Yitzhara. Do you realize he was playing it out for them? Look at what you're giving validation to. Look at what you're holding. He was playing it out for them. L'chu'acharov, that's avodah zarah, go! Don't look at the whole big picture and you say, I have good and bad and good and that. Focus on that part that you're holding on to, not letting give it up. And you'll see it's ogefrekt. It's ogefrekt, but it's simple to stay away. This is what we have to try to get to. If we can get to ourselves, to the matzav, mercy atem, poisim shtei sifim, then there's no mokum for beininess. The beininess becomes an impossibility because it equals to in lebal l'chu acharav. When you have your back pushed to the wall, and you have to make achra. And he says, that's all he always says, you got to make achra. And the real emes, the cook of things, there's no such thing as being in two places. In the lens, in that viewpoint, really, you have to let go of your lack of commitment. You got to be committed. You got to go all the way. This is the opportunity of Rosh Hashanah. The one time a year, maybe we can only handle it one time a year. The tzaddikim can handle it all the time. The one time a year, we have this certain force. We have a certain oiri Rosh Hashanah. The medin of Rosh Hashanah. That we're able, also, we have to put ourselves in a position. We can't keep on jumping around, jumping from one foot to another foot. Jump from that rishus of the Yetzirah to the rishus of the Yetzir. Is Rosh Hashanah, we have to force ourselves, and we feel forced to make a decision, to make achra. We said, a Beinoni is decidedly uncommitted. He's afraid to make a full decision. Let's stress again, when you're talking about decision doesn't mean to become a Chaim Kanievsky tomorrow. You can't become a Chaim Kanievsky tomorrow. If a person is busy, checked on the technology for 2 hours a night, well, tomorrow he's going to go cold turkey. If you're bottle Torah a lot tomorrow, you're not going to be able to learn 14 hours. Or maybe you might do 1 day, 2 days, it's not going to go 15 days. It means, commitment means I'm all for it. I'm all signed up. I'm not holding back anything. It takes time. Even a committed person takes time to change. But the Beinoni, the problem we're discussing the whole man is that we're holding on. We're not letting go. We're not really. We touch it up in all kinds of ways, but deep down, we're not even committed. We're decidedly uncommitted because we're afraid to let go. And Rosh Hashanah is an opportunity to make the decision, to totally see that this is only one way. I can't keep on comfortably placing myself in two worlds. Where do we see this in Rosh Hashanah? Also another famous Gemara. Gemara says, starting from the Mishnah, says, Rosh Hashanah, kol bay oylem oivim lefon of kivnei morin. Kivnei morin, what does it mean, kivnei morin? Famously, there's three pshatim in the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, daf yud ches. My kivnei morin, the first pshat is kivnei imrona, like sheep. Now she explains, count them one at a time. The Meiser. Shlokesh omer kemailis beis morin. It's this very narrow path that's going up, there's a valley on each side. Ma'ilas beis mar. Abiyud Amr Shmuel kechayol ishbeis David, like the soldiers that went out to Melchamas beis David, one at a time. Zok to Marsha, a lot of the Nakudas here. Zok to Marsha and Chedushi Agadas. The three different Ziyurim, they are parallel to the three groups we've been discussing this entire Zman. We saw earlier, there's three groups. There's Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinanim. Rishayim, Tzadikim, and Beinanim. Zokta Smash Masha, the first group is Keneged Rishayim. The sheep are going out to be inshechted. That's the Rishayim, they're going to Misa. The third group, the Chayolos, they're going to Mechemes Hashem. That's the Tzadikim. What's the Beinanim? The Beinanim is the middle illustration, the middle marshal. The Beinanim, they're in Mitzua. They're on this tight alley. They're walking in the middle, the Tully. They're hanging on to both things. And on both sides is a valley. You don't have a step to go here and a step to go there. The Hainu. The marshal is saying, this is the Tzir and Mosei Atem Poisim Ashtesif. Marsha is saying that Rosh Hashanah, the Beinanim come in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you have nowhere to go. You think the whole year round, it's like I said before, the Beinanim thinks he has the best holy. It's Mamash is it. He comes to Rosh Hashanah, he comes to Rosh Hashanah Kippur to the mirror, he gets the best seats. The guy gets the best seats. And then, in other parts of the year, he's in other places. Say, get it. He's with all crowds. He's with all crowds. And he's not trying to fake. He Be'emes has a connection to both. He Be'emes has a real good connection to Rosh Tzvi Finkel, to Yehuda Finkel, to Rosh Ariel, to he loves talking to Baron David. He loves that. But he also loves pounding a lot of shots with his friends. He also loves hacking for a long time business. And it's fine. It's not terrible, but it's a connection to another thing in the world. And it definitely holds you up from becoming L'mashal Baron David. Yeah, it's very hard to become Baron David when you do that. It's very hard to become a tzaddik when you do that. You could be a person who's holding a little bit of that and a little bit of that. But a tzaddik you're not going to become. But he's comfortable. He's a comfortable zone. He's here and there. And Befrat it's comfortable. I'm giving an example. Balabatim, fumble for us also, Baker, Fra Yetzaharas, Oilim Yetzari. We know we have Yetzaharas. We each have our things that we hold on to. And there's a certain comfortability knowing that I'm not forced to be that tzaddik all the time. He thinks he has room. He thinks he has the best room. He cared. He's not squeezed like a tzaddik. The Mashal is telling me, Rosh Hashanah, you see you have the least amount of room. The Beinanim starts to see, oh, you have anything. Everyone, Hashem says, you don't know where to move. You have nowhere to move. You're back. You're walking a tightrope. You're walking a tightrope. You're holding on to a little bit of this and a little bit of that. But in aspect of being loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the Baal Hu Acharov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to you, realize, Geba Kuch V'Stutzich, look at your life. Do you realize you're not coming viciously? That's the hard part of the Beinanim. But realize that you're making room, you're validating that whole life of technology, of something like that. Do you realize what that is? L'chu Acharov. The Shverkat of a Beinanim, and that's why so many people stay Beinanim their entire life, is that it's so innocent in a certain way. I'm not trying to be a bad person, I'm just holding the tech on. But in Rosh Hashanah Hashem, L'toivaseinu, he says, I'm giving you an opportunity that don't let it go by. Why is that such a toiva? Because if you let it go by, it's going to hold you down your entire life. Your entire life, you're going to be a little bit of good, a little bit of good, but really big you're not going to be. Really big to go over the mountains, to really become an emissary, shakua b'tera. Talmud Chacham is not only a person who has a bisli yediyah, a tera. Talmud Chacham, somebody who's living and learning. It could be the person learning 5 hours a day, but those 5 hours, tefis is mokim, and he has it. The rest of the day it's in his brain. He's shakua, he's not someone who handles learning, he's living and learning. Someone in midas, someone a tzaddik is, he really is always wants to be a good Baal Midas. Not only Amol Hazayin, Amol Hazayin, Amol Hazayin, Amol Hazayin. The Beinanim never gets past that step. I could talk about this for hours. Do you know how many people I know could do great Maisim Toivim in Midas, but are so many times average in Midas, so average when it comes to fights between neighbors, when it comes to fights between Chavrusas, they're so average. I have times on them, but it's average. Average, you're a Beinanim. When it comes to do a real Maisa Toiv that's not going your way, you don't have the Koyach to do it because you remain a Beinanim. You have a little bit of Midas Toivus, but a lot of not such always Midas Toivus, and you're average. Rosh Hashanah is a time HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a time, and he says, You have to be machriya, and that's the avodas hayom of Rosh Hashanah. The word, key word of us is hachra. And a beinoni is mufka from hachra. A beinoni, in the idea of hachra, he's just as far from hachra as a roshay. He's totally anti-hachra. He can't be machriya. And Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, I'm promising a good year to someone who's a tzaddik. But you want to be zoich lechayim? Hashem says, I'm not letting you play games today. I'm not letting you play games today. Let them say no. If you want, Hashem says, Beinini, at least till Yom Kippur, has to start Rosh Hashanah, but Zichr until Yom Kippur, you have to go and make a statement. You have to make a commitment. Let's explain a little more. Why do you have to make a commitment? On Rosh Hashanah, you have to make a commitment because Hashem is looking to be a melech on Rosh Hashanah. And the Aleph Beis of accepting a melech is being an Eved. That's the Aleph Beis. Higher level of the Ben Melech. But first level is being an Eved. Kabbalah Somal Hashemayim means being an Eved. An Eved, the title of an Eved, there's no such thing as 90%. There's no such thing as 90%. I'm talking about commitment again. An Eved is 100% committed to his Adam. Now, if he's 100% committed to his Adam, and he's trying to do a chore for the Adam, and he trips on the way, that's fine. Like I said before, it doesn't mean that he's always Matzliach. Trips, I have no problem. But committed, if he's not committed in even one thing, it's missing the whole shame of it. Before Shabbani Yonah, it was the Rabbani Yonah, Rabbani Yonah began with Shara Tshuva, began with Shara Aleph, he talks about what he coins, Lashon Chazal, Mumur, the Dover Echad. He's a Musik of a Yid, he can become a Kaifer and Apikiris in one area of the Torah. Famous Rabbani Yonah. And he says, Rabbani Yonah says, it's somebody who one area of Torah became Hefker. This also is an application Agav that could come very innocently. A person, he realizes a certain mitzvah is not for him. This halach and Shabbos is too complicated. I can't. It's not for me. Lashon Hara is too complicated. It's not for me. And a person, he loses the musik of battle in that aveiro, that mitzvah. He's not working on it anymore. Not only is he failing a lot, he's not working on it. It's gevurah nochulei. Zohar ben Yonah, it sounds like he's doing the rest of the Tariq mitzvahs. So it's fine, Zohar ben Yonah, no. He's doing a lot of other mitzvahs. But a porak me al tzavor of the oil avdos. In avdos, he's holding 0%. In avdos, he's zero eved. An eved can't say that there's a certain part, oh, yeah, 6 days a week and 12 hours I work for you, but 12 hours I'm working on my own. That's not eved. He might say a different thing, that I'm working for you, but let me rest a little bit, that's fine. That's what we're saying the whole time. You can ask the Kaddish Baruch for a rest, you can ask the Kaddish Baruch for a break, no problem. But that's not what a Beinoni does. A Beinoni, we don't realize, a Beinoni doesn't let, he says this is off, like we said last week, it's a shir, chutz mi ploini. He tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu, I'm connected to you, chutz mi davar ploini. He leaves it out of the connection, out of the commitment. And because Avdus is everything. Avdus means kol. Avdus doesn't mean, again, I want to say, it doesn't mean you change and everything, you perform and everything. It doesn't mean you bring the results, and Evan is also a human being. There's someone who brings the results. But a commitment, he's 100% committed. He's committed 100%. That's what an Evan has to be. Kabbalah Salam Al Chashamayim. It's the chifts of being Mamel HaKadosh Baruch. We do this every day. At least twice a day. Krishma. Shachrish Krishma. Harvest. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the Maisik Kabbalah Shemayim. Gleich, we start the first parasha of Krishma, which is the Hemshah Kabbalah Shemayim. Ba'afta Eis Hashem Elokecho. B'chol Levavecho. B'chol Nafshecho. B'chol Moedech. Three different things. Levavecho, Nafshecho, Moedech. And it's not a shot of all them, it's B'chol. B'chol, it has to be B'chol. It has to be total. B'chol. B'chol Levavecho. B'chol Nafshecho. B'chol Moedech. It has to be all. In the first part, V'chol Levavcha, Rashi brings two Pirushim, Rashi Alatar means two Pirushim. First Pshat, V'chol Levavcha, Shnei Yitzrecha, but the Yitzhara, Yitzhatoiv. We can talk about that, might be connected also to something, not now. I want the second Pshat of Rashi. Rashi brings in the Sifri, V'chol Levavcha, Shelo Yihe Libcha Choluk Al Hamokoim. Your heart shouldn't make a machloikis against the Kaddish Baruch Hu. You shouldn't ding on a Kaddish Baruch Hu. B'chol levavcha, you shouldn't ding on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You shouldn't, what is me? I'm arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is saying it's hard with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I don't hear the Shaka Tari. It's talking about, it's talking about our Sugya. Libcha cholak al mokam is talking about the Beinoni. Libcha cholak al mokam means we have a chilek of our lave that we left chutz from the Mizgeret. And a chilek which we're holding back and we don't, we're not willing to let go to give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you ask him for a break, no problem. I told you, I'm not asking for a break, no problem. Ask him, listen, I gave up my phone, whatever it is you're trying to, I started to stop Lashon Hara. I want to actually, really, I'm committed to let go of my kas. Let go of kas is hard. Let go of kas for a person who's used to kas. He needs it. It's part of where his ego comes out. He needs it. You've got to work really hard to commit to really let go of kas. It's your bread and butter. It's part of what you need. It's part of oily mitzvah. You're afraid to give it up. You're afraid to give it up. Anything, I'm giving money. What happens is, without realizing, is libcho cholik ala mokoim. On Rosh Hashanah, Hashem says, I want an eved. He says, I want you to be my eved. I'm taking avodim today. And eved, I'll sign him up. He signed up on the contract. I told you, I don't know how successful he's going to be. I'm facing this. Ain't tzaddik baris asher yaseh tov lo yechta. Chatoim don't make you not a tzaddik. When you mess up, lack of commitment makes you a Beinoni. When the gavra is holding on, this is the sugya we opened up this whole zman. It's a gilui gadol keiches and nefesh. Think of mizbein, we all have this. And it's so innocent, and it's so hard. We have parts of us, and it's very normal, that we're afraid to give up. But without realizing, we don't realize it became a milsa b'chiv. It's not just, we say, we can't change it once, but it's not just that. It's not just because you can't change it once. It's because we're decidedly uncommitted. We don't want to leave over our things that are neged ratzon Hashem, because, like we spoke at the Goyen, oily mitzvah. A person identifies with it, and he can't give up who he is. We spoke about last week, the toyis is, become a bigger person. Commit, and you become a bigger person. That Yetzer that you had, you're going to disconnect from that. You're going to get hanois from other things. You're going to get fulfillment. You're going to get reward from other things. This is, I think, our Vida Rosh Hashanah. We have to say to ourselves, before Rosh Hashanah, on Rosh Hashanah, Warseger, I must say, I got to find, we all got to find in the crew there's a Rabbeinini, and I got to turn to ourselves and say, Rosh Hashanah is about being machriya. There's no more a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You pay yourself in the back, I do God's good. Hashem wants achro now. Hashem is looking for achro. And Mosai at a poison im lebal lichu achrov, im lashem luch avrov. Achriya, make achro. This is the avoida. Behemshich hapsukim. This is the opportunity. Behemshich hapsukim. In the Malachim, it says, also famous psukim. In the beginning, they couldn't be machriya. Afterwards, the Maaseh said they needed an ace. Hashem came down, and was makabel, the korban of Eliyahu, not the Nevi'a Baal. And the pasuk says, V'yar kolom v'yipul opnei v'yoymu, Hashem hu elikim, Hashem hu elikim. Then they came to achra. They came to a clarity. Hashem hu elikim, Hashem hu elikim. That was the achra. That's our journey from Rosh Hashanah into Yom Kippur. At the end of Yom Kippur, famously we say seven times, Hashem hu alakim, Hashem hu alakim, Hashem hu alakim. Rosh Hashanah starts off with Amosei atapoisim v'shtei sifim, and it's supposed to bring us to Hashem hu alakim, Hashem hu alakim, Hashem hu alakim. It's a one-time opportunity. It's very hard, and you don't have the power probably to put yourself mamish back to the wall, because you have room to move all the way around. You have room. You jump a zayin, a zayin, a zayin, a zayin, a zayin, a zayin, you can take yourself out. Here, put your own back to the wall. You gotta leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a second, your own back to the wall. Realize, you need to make a commitment. We need to make a commitment. We have to make a commitment. We're in the Ma'alas Beis Marim, we're in the Mokum Mitzvah. And as much as we make Achro, when we come closer to Hashem Hu Elikim, that's the Koyach that's gonna take us out of the Sefer Shomeinim, bring us closer to the Sefer Tzadikim. We should tackle all. Have the koich, the shmaya, take that surge. To first, Magala, it's the whole secret of the world's mind. Magala, the kudus by us that are baining him. Realize how we're fooling ourselves. Not consciously, but subconsciously. Realize that it's a shtick. The Yetzirah is fooling us, really. Yetzirah fools us into the baininess that equalizes us our whole life. There's a musa called equalizing. Equalizing doesn't allow a person to go. Exactly our sugya. Makes you stuck with this. It's weighing you down. Realize it's how much it's fooling us. And use Rosh Hashanah as a mechayiv to be mechriya. So Hashem, we should all be soichetaka. To surge out of the baininess. To realize Hashem hu elikim. And to be nichtav, besifra, and shasadik, and gmurim. Ksiru, ksimatayv, atayv.